Chapter 1. A dank, humid smell wafted up the stairs as Wen descended to the platform. This tube station was the fastest route home, but Wen shivered partly from the breeze coming from the train tunnel and partly from a nervous reaction to this creepy location. The revamping of the network hadn't reached this end of the line, probably because hardly anyone used this short section. Instead of the dazzling white tiles of the more popular stations, the walls were dingy and smeared with mildew. Litter had filtered down the stairs, and the wind from the tunnel blew the pieces around the platform. Wen withdrew into the shadows behind one of the stone pillars as she heard footsteps on the stairs. She shrank back as the sound came closer, and a man in a dark cloak and cap passed by her hiding place. Strange thing to wear. Nobody wears cloaks in the 21st century. The stranger moved down the platform and stood with his back to her. Wen felt a strong draft emit from the tunnel and knew this meant a train approached the station. A single carriage halted with its rear end beside the man. Wen frowned. "Why is there only one carriage?" The doors whispered open. Wen waited until the stranger entered, then slipped into the rear of the carriage and sank into a seat, trying to be as inconspicuous as possible. The stranger appeared unaware of her presence and sat with his back toward her as the train picked up speed and pulled out of the station to rush through the dark tunnel. "This is odd. The journey to the next station rarely takes so long." Several minutes later, the speed dropped quickly, and through the carriage windows, Wen saw an unfamiliar station. The doors whispered open again, and the man left by the nearby carriage exit and walked down the empty platform. The carriage motor sighed, and the lights flickered. Worried the doors might close, Wen slipped out of the carriage and quietly followed the cloaked man. He climbed the steps, and Wen hurried to keep him in sight, but not close enough for him to sense her. The stranger passed through double glass doors at the top of the steps. Afraid they might shut and trap her in this unknown place, Wen hurried through the narrowing gap. The world outside took her by surprise.